This is the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog with Sonia Schaefer. Today's topic, Top 3 Habits for a Homeschool Mom. I was chatting with a young mom today about habit training, and she asked a great question. We had talked about how important it is to have living examples for our children to see and spend time with as they form good habits. And she had also made the connection that parents are, of necessity, one of the first examples our children have. So she asked, what are the top 3 habits that you think a homeschool mom should cultivate in her own life? I paused. Now, if she had asked for the top 3 habits we should cultivate in our children's lives, that would have been an easy answer. Attention, obedience, and truthfulness. Those are the 3 traits that Charlotte Mason talked about most for children. But those aren't necessarily what I would consider the top habit needs of a homeschool mom herself. And that got me thinking. Of course, everyone is an individual and may need to focus on certain habits more than others. But in broad strokes, what would be 3 good habits for a homeschool mom to focus on? 3 habits that would help her better carry out this distinct calling that she works in every day, all day. 3 character traits that would cut down on the number of bad mommy trophies she awards herself. 3 daily practices that would reduce stress and encourage peace in her home. Do you have 3 in mind? Well, I'll share the 3 that came to my mind, and then I'd love to hear your top picks. The first Charlotte Mason habit that bubbled to the surface of my thoughts was orderliness. A place for everything and everything in its place. That's orderliness. Some days it sounds like a dream, but wouldn't it be great to make that dream come true on most days? Charlotte Mason recommended that we spend 6 to 8 weeks focusing on the new habit we want to install. So here are some practical tips to help you get orderliness up and running in your home over the next couple of months. First tip is to simplify. Sometimes we can't put everything in its place because there isn't room for it all. So take some time to clean out so that everything has a place. Don't try to do this all in one afternoon. Pace yourself. It may require a couple of days. It may require a week or more. Perhaps you can take a few days off school to focus on getting your house in order. It would be a great investment of time that would benefit both you and your children. Keep in the forefront of your mind a picture of what your home could look like with everything in an assigned place. Let that image motivate you. Tip number 2, handle incoming items once. So when the mail arrives, don't just plop it on a counter to be dealt with later. When it is in your hands, take care of it. Put the junk mail in the recycle bin, or give it to one of the children to put in the recycle bin. Open the bills and schedule them in your online banking service or put them in a designated bill-paying place and make a note on the calendar to pay each on an appropriate date. Handle it once. It will probably take less time than you think, and you won't have to deal with the piles that tend to grow when you lay them around the house. The same goes for groceries or library books or whatever you bring into the house. Put them away immediately. The more you leave items laying around, the more you have to pick them up or push them aside throughout the day. They just clutter things up. You have to spend the time to put them where they belong eventually, so why not do that right away while they are in your hands? Handle items once. And enjoy keeping your house in lovely order. Tip number 3 is to schedule 3 tidy-up sessions each day, one before lunch, one before supper, and one before bedtime. Enlist the children to do it. One mom I know assigns each child a zone in the house each week. During tidy-up times, each child is responsible to pick up anything that is out of place in his zone and put it away. One child might be responsible for the living room, one for the dining room, one for the backyard. Each is responsible for his or her bedroom. You might play fun music to signal when it is time to tidy the house. By scheduling several times to tidy up each day, the job won't seem quite so overwhelming. You'll be tidying up only what got out of place during the morning or during the afternoon, rather than the entire day. Now remember, you have several weeks to work on getting these tips into place. It will be time well spent. So orderliness, the first habit. The second habit that came to my mind for a homeschool mom is the habit of adhering to a regular routine each day. Now, of course, life happens, and we have to be ready to flex as needed, but having a regular routine as the default plan for the day can be very freeing. Without a regular routine, you're faced with a myriad of decisions every day. There are 25 or more things you could be doing. Which should you do first? Next? What about that one? And then there's this thing that needs to be done. Charlotte Mason believed that the effort of decision is the greatest effort in life. Relieve yourself of all that effort by setting a standard routine for your day. The children thrive when they know what to expect and can order their lives according to that plan. If they know that every day they have tidy up time before lunch, before supper, and before bedtime, they can count on that happening and adjust their activities accordingly. The more you make that time an everyday occurrence, the fewer conflicts of interest you'll have to deal with. Giving your children a regular routine that they can depend on shows respect for them. It becomes much easier to respond with a good attitude if they know an expectation is coming than if you suddenly spring an expectation on them out of nowhere. What kind of routine? Well, here's an example from my own home. This routine I'm going to describe varied a bit according to the ages of the children, but for many years, it formed the skeleton of our days. Get up and get dressed, and the children would play in their rooms until Mom opened the door. Then we did breakfast and scripture memory. The children did their morning chores, like make bed, brush teeth, comb hair, while Mom spent one-on-one time with the toddler. And then we did schoolwork. Toddler was joining in, or sometimes would have an older sibling assigned for a few minutes. That took us up to lunch. Now remember, before lunch, the children tidy up, or they can help with preparing lunch. After lunch, the children clean up the kitchen. Then there's quiet time, on their bed, or they can nap for the younger ones. Older ones could have free time or finish their schoolwork. At our house, 3 o'clock always signaled snack time and our family read aloud. Then we would have free time or running errands. Then supper time. Children would tidy up before supper or help with preparing the meal. And after supper, children would clean up the kitchen. Then they had free play until bedtime. Even at bedtime, though, remember, they're going to tidy up before bedtime, and then they would do their evening chores, like put on pajamas, put their dirty clothes in the hamper, and brush their teeth. Invest a couple of months and focus on setting in place a routine that will work for your family. Then enjoy the wonderful ease of having a plan, as Charlotte put it. You'll find yourself exerting less effort on decisions about what to do next and more effort on what really matters, shaping those precious souls who live with you. Habit number 3, then. The third habit, it just nudged its way into the top 3 spot for this homeschool mom. It's the habit of a sweet, even temper. In so many ways, Mama sets the atmosphere of the home. And you know, if Mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. But if Mama can demonstrate a sweet, even temper, That idea will permeate the atmosphere and go a long way toward keeping a pleasant home life and school. But how do you go about that? Well, there are many, many facets to consider, and we can't delve into all of the facets of personality and situations right here. But allow me to give four very quick, very practical tips that I think can help all of us become more even-tempered. The first three are directly related to that default routine you're going to try to set up. So the first tip is to build into your routine time to recharge your own batteries. I don't know about you, but I tend to become snappish when I'm tired, physically or emotionally. So schedule time in your routine to rest and refresh yourself as an individual. Charlotte told us that it is not a selfish thing to do because the benefits don't stop with you. That reservoir of energy will spill over to your children, your spouse, your neighbors, and more. Tip number two, build into your routine more margin. If you have an appointment to get to, start preparing to leave 10 minutes earlier than you think you need to. And allow 5 more minutes in traffic than you think you need to. That's margin. If you are tempted to schedule 3 time commitments in the same day, pare them down to only 1. Leave yourself the margin of time to stop and smell the roses, to deal with unexpected messes, or take advantage of a teachable moment along the way. The more margin you leave in your schedule, the less pressured you will feel. And that makes it easier to stay at peace and to demonstrate a sweet spirit. Another tip having to do with your routine is to build into your routine time to pray, especially for each child individually. And consider committing to writing down one thing you're thankful for about each child every day. Maybe you'll focus on one child each month or every couple of weeks. Or maybe you can keep a thankful journal for each child every day. The details are up to you, but the heart of the challenge is to remind yourself about each child's good points. Yes, you'll be dealing with areas that need growth in his life, but try not to fixate on his faults. Charlotte said that we need to remember that a person is much more than his faults. And then the last tip to help us develop a habit of a sweet, even temper is to focus on what you want to become rather than what you want to stop doing. You move toward what you focus on. If you struggle in this area of keeping a sweet, even temper, monitor your self-talk. Are you telling yourself to stop blowing up, trying to avoid yelling? Well, rather than focus on those bad habits that you want to break, focus on the new good habit you want to instill. Picture what a sweet, even temper looks like in your house. Think about what is good and lovely and praiseworthy instead. You move toward what you focus on. You'll find links in the show notes to corresponding articles about many of these principles we've talked about, including you move toward what you focus on and that a child is much more than his faults. You'll find those helpful links in the show notes. Well, there you have it. My top 3 habits for a homeschool mom. Now, please don't feel overwhelmed. That's a lot to wrap your brain around in just a few moments. But remember, if you focus on just one of those habits for 2 months, and then the next one for 2 months, and the last one for 2 months, you can have all 3 of those habits instilled in your home in 6 months' time. Will they be perfect? No. None of us is perfect. But will you see improvement? Absolutely. In 6 months, those habits will be planted and starting to put down good roots. Keep cultivating them. Allow those roots to grow deep, and you will see them bear fruit. Now it's your turn. What do you consider the top three Charlotte Mason habits that a homeschool mom should focus on for herself? Leave a comment in the blog version and let me know. You'll find a link to the blog version in the show notes as well. You have been listening to the Simply Charlotte Mason audio blog, a reading of the weekly blog post from our site. You can always find the latest posts at simplycharlottemason.com or subscribe to our audio blog through the iTunes Store. Thanks for listening.